Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat about the Easter Bunny with racer Brandon Barker. Then we'll speak with Lincoln Speedway winner Chase Dietz. And we'll have a conversation with a driver that already has 5 sprint car wins this season, Davey Franek. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Florida at Ocala, Lucas Oil Series. Hudson O'Neill parked it at Victory Lane. World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprints over at Volusia. Sheldon Houghton Shield and Anthony Macri with those W's. Stephen Nassy, a wild race, but he grabbed the victory at Auburndale. Penton, Alabama Sport Compact World Championship to John Wyndham. $15,000 take-home day. Corey Pope and Amadeus Kepper, winners at Springfield, Missouri, in Georgia at Hartwell, and at Livonia it was Jeff Parsons. Kevin Thomas Jr. won both at Central Arizona and Mojave Valley. Florence, South Carolina, the Smart Mods to Brandon Ward. Sam Corman wins at Anderson. Southern National Motorsports Park in North Carolina, Cars Tour season opener to Caden Quapple. Ross Paris won at Harris, and at Wake County, Joel Smith and Preston Risley visiting Victory Lane. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline to chat about the Easter Bunny. That's what I told people we were going to talk about, Brandon Barker. What about the what is the Easter Bunny?
It's just a prestigious short track race down in Hickory that the Pro All-Star Series puts on, and they put it on every year, and it's one of the, I want to say, one of the marquee events they do.
Is definitely a marquee event, as our guest Brandon Barker is chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The Easter Bunny, a legendary grassroots short track pavement race for all the stars of the past series to come to Hickory Motor Speedway. And that legendary track will frustrate some and, you know, make some great memories for others. The Easter Bunny coming up at Hickory Motor Speedway. And let me correct it, as they now have a sponsor, the Easter Bunny, promoted by CorvetteParts.net, 200 at Hickory Motor Speedway. Brandon, you've been coming there a while. Have you got a special memory from back in the day to kind of enlighten us to what it's like to race at Hickory and, you know, maybe make a podium?
Yeah, Hickory's been one of a good track for me, I feel like. And my fondest memory was finishing second to William Byron. I'd say I was like first in class that day. But, you
know, well, there are a lot of cup. Cool. There are a lot of cup drivers that could say their fondest memory was finishing second to William Byron. William Byron, back when he ran his late model days, as Brandon Barker, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, just said, one of the many winners of the event. And we've got a guy that is right on that edge to do it in the extended version of the Easter Bunny presented by CorvetteParts.net 200 at Hickory. Growing from 150 to 200 laps, is there any physical requirements that you have to kind of change? You got to get more fluid in you before race day? Do you got to work out a little bit more, you know, not have as much North Carolina barbecue when you get to town? What's the factor physically for you to kind of prepare for that extra 50 laps?
It's the first race from a long winter, so for sure I ain't used to doing them long distance races. It'll be a little tough, but hopefully we can get some yellows that we're not involved in, and I can catch my breath, and we'll be fine.
Well, Brandon Barker was fine that year. He finished second to William Byron at the Easter Bunny, and looking forward to running the Easter Bunny presented by CorvetteParts.net 200 at Hickory Motor Speedway coming up in a couple of weeks. The past series coming to town. And Brandon, you're going to be flying the Keen Parts CorvetteParts.net colors on the car that you race. What's it like having a race sponsor on your car, and what does that add from a driver's perspective to the duties you have to do at the event?
Well, it's cool that I get an interview with you here, but I feel like more stressed than anything, right? You always want to do a good job, and what Tom and TJ do for, you know, short track racing, especially, you know, helps short track racing, and hopefully I can, you know, do good for them. They deserve it, and I appreciate everything they do.
Well, Brandon Barker is certainly one of the stars that will be coming to town for the past series, Easter Bunny CorvetteParts.net 200 in a couple of weeks at Hickory Motor Speedway. You got to get out there and see him and all the racers from all over the country that do it. Brandon is joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Do you use ProFab headers and such on your race car, Brandon?
Yeah, they make that crate motor sound very nice.
Yeah, sure do. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, Gasco Gaskets, all available at ProFabrication.com. And Brandon giving a nice thumbs up to them. How about Northeast style? You're a driver that runs up there in the Northeast where Pass has got most of their series events. Coming down here to Hickory Motor Speedway, what's that transition like between Northeast racer style and Southeast racer style?
I don't feel a difference. You kind of race against the same people as I do up here. A lot of us travel down there and get away from the winter up here. You get a few Southern guys, but I don't really find much of a difference, to be honest with you.
How about the surface of the track? Kind of like if you're listening, like golf courses are different, baseball parks are different. How is Hickory the same or different than all the tracks that you run the rest of the season up north?
Hickory's definitely one of the rougher tracks. I'm not really a fan of rough places, but Hickory's one of the best tracks, and the roughness doesn't really bother me much there.
I would say not. If William could have just moved over that year, William Byron took the victory that Brandon got his best finish at the Easter Bunny, second in that year a few years back, and he'll be competing at Hickory Motor Speedway in the past series. Easter Bunny, presented by CorvetteParts.net 200, coming up in a couple of weeks at Hickory. Where can we follow you on the internet and find out more about you? You got a Facebook or something like that? We can look you up.
Yeah, I got a Facebook, the Barker Racing fan page, and then Corvette Parts. They do a great job covering all the races that stuff to do with and
all the rest of them. And absolutely, and Brandon Barker, a name to watch for at the Easter Bunny, presented by CorvetteParts.net 200, coming up at Hickory Motor Speedway. Brandon, thanks for joining us on the ProFabra Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
This April at Bristol, 750 horsepower meets soft tires. More power, less grip. Drivers wrestling machines that don't want to be tamed. When the engines roar and the rubber wears, you don't get calm, you get chaos. Slide jobs, fenders bending, tempers rising. It's the Food City 500 weekend, April 10th through the 12th at Bristol Motor Speedway. And it's where race fans will be. Bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your cooler. Just don't blink. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. Is piling on Carson Hocevar okay now?
We've piled on drivers in the past. We piled on Dale Earnhardt Sr. if we go back to 79 and 80, and when he was winning championships. Richard Petty, David Pearson, Kelyar, they piled on him because he was the new guy up front running. He has that unapologetic, I'm doing this, Earnhardt attitude.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
I'm David Stiles, and each weekday, Andrew Kurland and I bring you the biggest stories from the garage on our daily show, Garage Pass.
I finally got onto a smooth road and just did one of those nodders and woke up tumbling, out through the middle of the desert. And we had literally a vehicle that would move down the race course and chase you. Well, our chase truck got into a fender bender in a small little town, and the guys got locked up in jail.
That's PRN's Garage Pass right here.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, back-to-back icebreaker winner at Lincoln Speedway in Pennsylvania, Chase Deitch. Hey, Chase, welcome to the show. Thank you for following the show for a while now. Looked like it was an exciting back-to-back win, starting sixth and then having to pass the Danny Dietrich on lap 18. What made lap 18 the move lap? Did you think he might have went too early when he was hounding you afterwards, or was it just the right time to get it done?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. And yeah, I mean, I honestly was struggling there early in the race and started to pick things up pretty quick. And I think we were, by the time we were up to fourth, it was only about like two laps later, we had just gotten Danny and kind of took off. But it wasn't all that easy. Had to restart there with, I think, about 12 to go and or 10 to go, and had to keep myself in front of him. But we were very good, maneuverable, and really great for, you know, the odd characteristics we had at the racetrack. Definitely not a normal Lincoln Speedway.
Well, Chase Deitch, the winner of back-to-back icebreakers. He's gotten it done 2 years in a row at the season opener at Lincoln Speedway in Pennsylvania. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. When you've got a track that is a bit bumpy and such, if you were looking at golf courses or even other forms of play, the turf, because of the winter and, you know, the hard way to be able to keep up any surface, it was just a little bit odd and such. Are you watching the surface? You're listening for guys like Danny Dietrich to start to rev as they get close to you. What's the senses going on in the helmet when you've got a lot of business to take care of every few feet on a racetrack like that under a situation leading with closing in on the checkers?
You know, very similar to kind of reading the green, you know, in golf, or reading the other team in basketball, football, and trying to decide what to do. You're, as a driver, watching the track as much as possible to determine what's going to be the best line and the fastest line. And obviously if someone else is, you know, in the line you prefer, you got to figure out how to move around in a different spot on the racetrack. So it just makes it more interesting and more fun for the fans to watch, honestly. And the characteristics that we had for the racetrack was not like we typically see. So it just made for a little bit more excitement and a lot more work for the teams and drivers to figure out where we needed to be.
But the guy that figured it out 2 years in a row at Lincoln Speedway, the icebreakers, Chase Deitch, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at profabrication.com. And so I saw as you climbed up in the big wing there on top of the sprint car for our guest, Chase Deitch, Glenville Station Pub and Grub. Sounds like a fun place. What's your favorite meal to have there?
Obviously, one of our great sponsors. It's kind of a go-to cheeseburger and their chicken wings. You know, I'd say it was kind of like typical you'd have at a bar, but great food, great people, and we're very fortunate to have them involved in, you know, with our race team as well as just sprint car racing.
I heard an interview, and not only did you know the sponsor names, I think it was one of your you know, social medias. Not only did you know the sponsor names, you knew the people that were standing next to you by name in Victory Lane. What's it like having sponsors that are that close to you and sharing in a big win like this?
You know, it's like a big family. You know, I want them to be a part of the family, and just the fact that they support racing, I'm a huge fan of them, not only just because of that and obviously what they do for us, but just the fact that they have the same passion that we do. I want more people to experience the sport of racing and be a part of it. So I'm just very thankful and grateful to have those people involved with us.
Well, and a driver to watch wherever you're at, Chase Deitch, our guest, back-to-back icebreaker winner in his sprint car at Lincoln Speedway in Pennsylvania. And Chase has gotten it done 2 years in a row. And this year, it seemed like with the great weather to be able to watch, the crowd was even that more huge. What's it like with all that energy coming off to take the win and to get to climb that wing stand and be able to wave at the crowd and such in Victory Lane?
You know, that's what we work for, you know, and I work for all my career and, you know, every day is to get to Victory Lane. And when you can be a part of that first race of the season, especially in Pennsylvania when everyone's been cooped up in the cold for, you know, a couple months. Everyone's ready for racing. Everyone's excited just to get to the track and have such a beautiful day that we had over the weekend, and the amount of people that showed up just made it even more special to be able to pull off that win. So certainly exciting to kick off the year that way for not only us as a team, but for the fans and the racetracks in Pennsylvania.
Good way to start it off 2 years in a row. Chase Dietz, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, back-to-back icebreaker winner at Lincoln Speedway. After the race, though, it's got to keep you there a little while. Did you sign autographs all the way through? How many Sharpies did you use up with all those fans getting t-shirts and autographs one way or the other?
I think from the time we got out of the car, I didn't stop talking or, you know, seeing someone. So again, that's part of it, and it was great to have that, knowing people, you know, stick around, want to come up and see their favorite drivers or teams. I love that way it can give them a little bit of experience they don't get to see when they're sitting in the grandstands.
Amazing. The top stars in motorsports all across at all of the different levels, but you know, a big win at his home track, friends, family, sponsors there, Chase Dietz, getting it done and staying to get it done to help build and grow the sport. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So how do you proceed ahead? We've got maybe 30 seconds, to make this an even better year after the win last year to go strong through it.
Yeah, I mean, we simply need to just keep clicking off wins. We really started the year off strong last year, and we ended it strong as well. So we're just going to continue that. And
where can folks follow you on the internet so we can follow along with those victories?
You can find us on Facebook, Chase Dietz Racing, same on Instagram, Twitter. We also have a website, chasedietzracing.com, where we sell any of our merchandise and show off all of our sponsors.
Chase Dietz, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Lincoln Speedway winner Chase Dietz, thank you for joining us at the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
The World of Outlaws World Finals returns to the dirt track at Charlotte this coming November. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the track. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. After 5 wins already this season, basically the winningest wing sprint car driver there is right now, and also a nice title he's picked up along the way, the king of the 360s, Davey Franek. Hey, Davey, welcome back to the show. A couple of good runs at Hendry County. Was it something in the swamp cabbage that maybe you ate while you were down there that, you know, kicked the fire up that much more this year so far?
I think it was the track barbecue.
Well, you know, good barbecue is a good thing. And going on to Milton and now Hattiesburg. It sounded like Hattiesburg was really a barn burner of the last half a dozen or so laps there. Crazy battle with lap traffic is what I read somewhere. What was it like behind the wheel to grab that win?
Yeah, it was good because, you know, we got there Friday night and it had rained the night before. So the track was what we call juiced up. It was really heavy, you know, big curb up on top. And then the final night, it was glass slick. You know, and like you said, we got the lap traffic and, you know, sometimes it's better to be second. You know, in lap traffic, I've run into that situation before where I was leading and got passed. But, you know, he zigged and I zagged and, you know, the rest was history.
Is it trying to not only watch the lines when you're doing it, but you're really like a quarterback having to check and know, you know, the competitors out there and things like that. And with you basically running the northern part of the series most of the year, but at this point still running in the southeast region, is it part of that kind of, who is that, how are they going to react if I go this way? Does that make the mind feel that much harder to go through?
You got to be smart, you know. You got to go where they're not. And, you know, I was able to move around a little bit more than he was, and he was kind of more dominant to a certain part of the racetrack. And he got away from me there a little bit towards the middle part of the race, and I started moving around. And then when we got the lap traffic, I was like, well, it's going to be showtime here, because his car kind of only works in this part of the racetrack, and I was just able to move around.
I gotcha. Yep. You know, find that sweet spot and continue to use it. And the advantage to Davey Franek, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. 5-time USCS wing sprint car winning driver so far this season. I don't know anybody else that across the land has 5 at this point. I'm sure they'll you know, continue to stack them up. But right now, that's got to be a good feeling. What changed over the winter that made this? I know you've been good before. You've won winter heat titles, but this seems like an even better version of Davey Franek. Crew changes, breakfast change. What's up?
Kind of just the same deal, but, you know, after the years of going to these racetracks, you kind of build a notebook and, you know, it takes the guesswork out of it a little bit, you know, and, you know, I've kind of been racing these things long enough to know what I want as a driver and what I'm feeling. And when I can talk to my crew chief, Brian, and stuff like that, like when we're on the road, like he sees what I'm feeling. And when we go in the toter home or the trailer, wherever we talk, because we basically talk after the warmups, the heat race, the dash, you know, to try to get this thing dialed in as much as we can. But just communication is key, and that's what we built over the years, and I feel like we just keep getting better with that.
Davey Franek on the line, 5-time wing sprint car winner so far this season. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. You go into the trailer. Is it like a whiteboard with, you know, in football analogy, X's and O's up there, this corner, that corner? And, you know, you're asking him to do something in one corner and he's saying you're better in another. Are the conversations kind of like that, or what are they like?
I mean, I would say they're similar to that. There's a lot more hand movements.
Yeah, racer driver hand movements. I've seen them.
I kind of put my hands on the steering wheel. I say, you know, I'm feeling down left here. I'm rolled up here and stuff like that. And he's like, well, you are, but you're not driving right, Dave. You know, so, and I told him, I said, constructive criticism, you got to have it in racing. You can't take it personal, because sometimes what you're feeling in the race car is dictated by how you're driving. So
how long relationships so critical? How long does it take for you and a crew chief to bond where he can go, Dave, you're not driving that well tonight. And you don't necessarily hear it as an offense. You hear it as that constructive criticism, and he's able to justify that? How long does that take to build that chemistry?
I feel like when it comes to sprint car racing, within two or three races, you'll know if it's right or not. Once you start getting, you know, everybody's vibe and stuff like that. And the biggest thing with our team is, like, we don't really point fingers. Like, if we do have a mishap or something like that, we never say it's your fault, it's his fault. We win as a team and we lose as a team. And I know a lot of people say that, but it's really true with our deal.
Well, Davey Franek has been proving it out. They are winning as a team. And right now, that is the focal point. Five races in the USCS sprint car division running tracks in Henry County. That's down by Lake Okeechobee in southern Florida, running up at Milton up in the Panhandle, and then Hattiesburg, Mississippi, home of Brett Favre. Did Brett call you? Did you go by the house? Any of that stuff while you were there in Hattiesburg?
He did reach out to me. Unfortunately, I was just landing and my guys couldn't get the toter home into his house. Yeah. So we said, you know, maybe next year we'll plan it out a little bit longer.
Well, Davey Franek certainly, living the life of the winning driver right now. Five victories in the USCS. Will you run back up north? In what division will you race up towards New Jersey where home is?
Yeah, so we're basically on the road for another 2 weeks. We'll come home, we'll regroup for probably a week, and then we'll hit up, we'll probably head to Pennsylvania. We'll do some racing out there at Port Royal, Sealings Grove, maybe get down to Lincoln. And then our 360 season starts up about the end of April. And they got some good paying shows up there in New York State.
Well, Davey Franek winning a lot of those last year, and certainly starting off 2026, five victories in to the USCS sprint car winter heat, if you will. That's what they called it in the past and such. Where can we follow your exploits as you go forward? Somebody might want to buy a T-shirt. Where can they do so?
So we got our Facebook page. Everything's linked up to that. Like and subscribe and follow on that. I have my number on the Facebook. So if anybody has any questions or anything or ever wants to reach out, they can always just contact me there.
What a deal. Be able to catch up with Dave Franek, the five-time USCS sprint car driver, winning those five races already this season. Congrats to that. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
This April at Bristol, 750 horsepower meets soft tires. More power, less grip. Drivers wrestling machines that don't want to be tamed. When the engines roar and the rubber wears, you don't get calm, you get chaos. Slide jobs, fenders bending, tempers rising. It's the Food City 500 weekend, April 10th through the 12th at Bristol Motor Speedway. And it's where race fans will be. Bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your cooler. Just don't blink. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions on PRN's Garage Pass. Would you give Brexton the bumper?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've raced against each other a couple times, and I've been really fair with him and really clean with him. He might get stuck on the outside, and I got to build a gap because I see him out there, so I got to build a gap for two guys with people behind me to let him in, you know? So I'm feeling some bumpers from behind to try to help him.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. It's not quite spring yet, but a lot of tracks are trying to go racing. Get out there and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.